This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Debate continues at this hour in the House of Representatives on two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
Republicans say the president committed no crimes.
This charade should go no farther.
Democrats say the evidence is clear and overwhelming.
Yes, Madam Speaker, this really is that serious.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump violated the Constitution and is an ongoing threat to national security.
And the testimony of decorated war heroes, distinguished diplomats, and patriotic career public servants, some of the president's own appointees over the past weeks, have told us this.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins says Democrats don't want President Trump to be reelected, and they're running out of time.
They do not care about facts. They do not care about time. And one day, the clock in the calendar will hang along this body in a very detrimental way.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump heads to Michigan late Wednesday, an election battleground state that he won in 2016, for a rally with his supporters. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking ahead of the president's visit, said Democrats are trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president.
They're trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president. They're trying to run down this president because they know they can't run against our record.
Pence was speaking to more than 200 people at a Workers for Trump event in Saginaw, Michigan. He criticized Democrats in the important swing state and predicted that Trump will once again carry it, in part because of the impeachment proceedings. Pence is in Michigan for a day-long tour before joining Trump at a rally Wednesday evening in Battle Creek. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. India's top court on Wednesday refused to stall the implementation of a new law that lays out a path for non-Muslim minorities from neighboring countries for Indian citizenship. As Francis McGuire reports, the decision comes despite violent protests across the country.
The Citizenship Amendment Act gives non-Muslim minorities from neighboring countries Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan a path to Indian citizenship. The government says the law was intended to address the persecution of religious minorities such as Hindus, Sikhs and Christians in those Muslim-majority countries. But thousands have protested, saying the exclusion of Muslims from the law is anti-Islam and weakens the secular foundations of India. Some protesters believe it's a measure by the Hindu nationalist government to marginalise the community. Buses and train stations have been torched, and on Wednesday, police fired shots to push back thousands of demonstrators throwing stones and glass bottles. The Supreme Court said it would hear petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the law on January 22nd.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Japanese journalist Shiori Ito has won damages from a well-known reporter that she accuses of raping her. As Lucy Fielder reports, it's a high-profile victory for Japan's Me Too movement, which struggles with a culture of silence over sexual assault.
Shiori Ito has become a face of Japan's struggling Me Too movement. Wednesday's verdict cheered women's rights groups in a country where sexual assault victims fear shame and humiliation and usually stay silent. The Tokyo court ordered senior television journalist Noriyuki Yamaguchi to pay Ito 3.3 million yen. That's $33,000. Ito accuses him of raping her while she was unconscious in 2015. She made waves by taking the rare step of going public, especially since Yamaguchi is well known for his reporting on Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Ito said after the ruling she was so happy and that she hoped the ruling would encourage other victims to report rape.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. The latest attempt by U.S. and South Korean negotiators to reach a deal on sharing defense costs ended without agreement on Wednesday. But senior U.S. negotiator James DeHart said Washington was committed to finding a solution that was mutually acceptable.
This question of burden sharing is not just about the Republic of Korea, but as our president has said, we think that we need fair and equitable burden sharing with all of our allies around the world.
DeHart was speaking in Seoul after the fifth round of talks to resolve the issue. The current agreement is set to expire at the end of the year. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.